You're affirming statements. The ancient Hebrew proverb was right. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. How to affirm your teenager. How then do we speak words of life to our teenagers? Let me suggest some ways to water the soul of your teenager with words that affirm. Words of praise. First, there are words of praise. Praise has to do with recognizing your teenager's accomplishments and commending her. All teenagers do some things right. Look for these noble actions and reward them with verbal praise. Two factors are important in giving words of praise to teenagers. First and foremost is sincerity. Teenagers are looking for adults with integrity and authenticity. You may have gotten away with flattery when she was 3, but it will not work when she is 13. To tell a teenager, "You did a good job cleaning your room," when in fact she did not, is a slap in the face to your daughter's intelligence. She is smarter than that. Don't play those games. This brings me to the second important factor in praising teenagers. Praise specifics. Sweeping general statements of praise, such as, "You did a good job cleaning your room," are seldom ever true. The truth is far more often found in the specifics. "You did a good job of getting the coffee stain out of the carpet. Thanks for putting the dirty clothes in the hamper. It was a real help when I did the laundry this morning. Thanks for raking the leaves out of the side yard Saturday. It looks really nice." These are the kinds of specific praises that ring true with the teenager. Train yourself to look for specifics. Bob's son Barry plays on the high school baseball team. Recently, he had a particularly bad day. In batting and in fielding, it seemed like everything went wrong. But there was one play where Barry was perfect. He was at his third base position with a runner on first and one out. When the batter sent a sizzling ground ball to third base, Barry scooped it up, made a perfect throw to the second baseman, who in turn made a perfect throw to first base, and the inning was over. It was the only play in the whole game where Barry performed well, and his team lost the game. Barry rode home on the bus with the team. His dad and younger brother drove home in the car. But when Barry walked in the house several hours later, his younger brother met him at the door and said, "Dad said it's the greatest play I've ever seen." "What are you talking about?" Barry asked. "Your double play," his younger brother replied. Barry's dad heard the conversation, turned the TV off, and walked into the room. "That's right," he said. "I'll remember that play the rest of my life. I know you guys lost. I know you had a rough evening, but I'm telling you, that was the most spectacular play I've ever seen. That ball was hot, but you played it like a pro. It was exciting. I'll never forget it."